possibility. Now, the calendar was put into being by the Nasi Hillel, not the original Hillel, but the last Hillel, and he is going to be the next to the last Nasi, the next to the last Nasi. And he saw the fact that the Christians were taking over. He saw that the Sanhedrin could not meet. He realized that Jewish life in Israel was over temporarily. And he therefore, at a clandestine meeting of the Sanhedrin, proposed that a permanent calendar be instituted. Now, there are two differing opinions in halacha as why our calendar is valid. One opinion in halacha was that Hillel and the Sanhedrin were Makadesh every month for the Jewish people in advance to the end of time. In other words, you cannot have a Rosh Chodesh without the Sanhedrin, but the Sanhedrin did it in advance for us. 1,570 years ago, they did all of the months for us, based upon the reckoning of the permanent calendar, and therefore that is why we are able to do it. The second opinion is the opinion of the Rambam and others, and that is that as long as there are 1,000,010 Jews that still exist in Israel, and they say when Rosh Chodesh is, they are in effect the heirs to the Sanhedrin. They have the power of it. And because of that, we have the calendar, because there has always been a Jewish presence in Eretz Israel. There's never been a time when there was not a Jewish presence in the land of Israel, even though there were times when it was very small and very tenuous. The Ramban writes that in the 13th century, when he came to Yerushalayim, he couldn't find a minyan. So he brought people from Shechem, and he brought Jews from Hebron, and he put together a minyan in Yerushalayim. But there always were Jews. The Rambam says that that's his way of almost looking at it inside out. The Rambam says that God has to always have the miracle that there should be Jews in Eretz Yisrael, because otherwise we'd never have a Shechedish. Which is the way the halacha looks at things. Well, yeah, there are many say that that's the pshat in the statement that we say in Rosh Chodesh Benchin. So we say Chaverim Kol Yisrael V'Nomar Amen, which there are various explanations of what it means and what it's doing there. But one of the explanations is Chaverim. The word Chaverim Chover means a Talmud Chacham, a member of the Sanhedrin. So Chaverim Kol Yisrael, if all of Israel agrees that that's when Rosh Chodesh is, so we say Amen to it, and that's why we announce when the Molad is and when Rosh Chodesh is. Everybody agrees that that's when it is, so then that's when it is. That's the permanent Jewish calendar. Now the permanent, I'd like to say a few words about the calendar, because it's extremely important. The Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar with solar correction. The lunar month, as you know, is approximately 29 and a half days. It's 29 days, 11 hours. It's almost 29 and a half days. Because of that, the correct way to have the months in cycle would be to have 12 months. 6 months are 29 days, and 6 months are 30 days. That would average out to 12 months of and 29 and a half days each. However, there are corrections. The main correction is that the lunar calendar has only 354 days a year in it. 12 months times 29 and a half will give you 354. The solar calendar has approximately 365 and a quarter days. 5 hours, 50-some minutes, etc. It has almost 365 and a quarter. That means that the difference between the solar calendar and the lunar calendar is 11 and a quarter days a year. So if there would be no correction, let us say Pesach falls April 15th, a date that lives in infamy. Next year, Pesach will be 11 and a quarter days earlier. Will be April.